Indeed, straight into the half 12, Dave and Mooney, and very, very soon indeed, Robbie Scotcher. But we'll start off with Dave. And we'll talk about the first thing to actually talk about is there's been a big win off the pitch for Manchester supporters this week in terms of lobbying and successfully getting the prices frozen for next season.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. My instinct is to describe it as a win because it's obviously it's good news for the fans. But it's like the bare minimum the club could have done.
Yeah.
Like they've frozen prices for next season. That's it. And the fact that it took, I can't remember the number. I think it's six supporters groups, might have been eight supporters groups to write an open letter to the chairman. It took fans to not take the seats for the opening 9 minutes against Leicester and to protest outside the stadium. The City Matters group need a lot of credit because it took members of the fan advisory board to go on strike to bring the club to the table over this.
To be clear, they had to say that they were no longer going to take the fan advisory seriously. They weren't going to attend.
Yeah.
And the reason why was because the club weren't taking it seriously. So what's the fucking point?
What's the point? Yeah, exactly. And so like the fact that it's taken all of those steps for the club to come to the table and then agree to freeze prices is one thing. I mean, I've seen in the discussions since. The club actually came to the table with a 2.8% price rise in line with the consumer price index, which the fan advisory board went, are you having a laugh? Have you just seen all these people that didn't take their seats over ticketing issues? And you want us to come back and say, good news, everyone, we've secured a price rise of only 2.8%. Well done, everyone. So like the fact that it's taken all of that to get that is one thing. There are still major ticketing issues at City that the reason I wanted to talk about this is because Liverpool fans have proven in the past that collective action works and is a good thing. I can't remember when it was, but there was, I mean, it might even be a decade or so ago now. I remember walkouts at Anfield, over ticket prices. It's
literally 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's brilliant.
16, 9 years. Sorry, Dave, but go on.
Yeah. I was watching it just thinking that's brilliant because what it does is it sends a clear message that we're not going to stand for this. And, I just kind of want to reiterate to everybody that football fans in an era where clubs are super clubs and where owners have never been as detached from the fan base as they are, and players are so much in a bubble compared to where they used to be. I mean, it's not even in my day, but like when I was younger, when we were kids, you'd have your parents talk about, oh yeah, I watched the football and then I bumped into player X at the pub afterwards. Obviously that doesn't happen now, and obviously that isn't going to happen.